Here is a look at both generalized anxiety disorder and panic disorder. Generalized anxiety disorder. This disorder includes excessive worrying, usually about the events of everyday life. These thoughts are difficult to manage and can be overwhelming. For someone to be diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, these feelings must persist for at least 6 months and normal daily function must be affected. People with generalized anxiety disorder describe it as the inability to simply feel okay. Their thoughts and worry make it difficult to concentrate, and that can lead to unfinished tasks which can impact a person's entire life. Generalized anxiety disorder has the tendency to snowball, and before they know it, taking care of themselves, maintaining healthy relationships, and even work can become compromised. The worry simmers beneath the surface, rarely giving the sufferer a break, and the body doesn't have a moment to relax. It is basically stuck in the yellow stage, prime for a threat, even if that threat is only a perceived threat from negative thoughts. Those suffering from general anxiety disorder worry about everyday issues and circumstances. These include finances, job-related problems, and children, just to name a few. Life comes with its own share of difficulties and problems, which to almost anyone can feel incredibly stressful. To someone with generalized anxiety disorder, it can be overwhelming and too intense. People suffering from anxiety also describe feeling jittery and wired. This can create a vicious circle because anxiety sufferers do not consider activity as a priority. So they are forced to deal with the excess energy. Panic disorder. Recurring panic attacks are part of panic disorder. They are intense, sudden, and powerful feelings of fear, apprehension, or terror, but without the existence of actual danger. In addition to this gripping sense of terror, there are other sensations that go along with panic attacks as well. Trembling and shaking. Chest pain. Shortness of breath. Increased heart rate. Sweating. Once a person experiences these, they often find themselves having disturbing thoughts or fears. For instance, someone might think they are going insane, show confusion, or even become detached from reality. Panic attacks generally come on very suddenly and last about 10 minutes before symptoms subside. However, there are extreme cases where the attacks happen so often that it is difficult to pinpoint the end of one and the beginning of another.